Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about the candlelight tour of homes beginning this Saturday.
Now, the holidays are officially underway with Thanksgiving behind us, and an event coming up is the candlelight tour of homes here in Washington. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, the candlelight tour of homes is a home tour that allows our community to see a variety of different features in the community, and we try to open the doors to homes that might have historical significance or might be a new home, a remodel. Someone just might be really excited to decorate for the holidays. And so we try to bring a variety of homes and experiences to become part of the tour of homes. And then it's just a two-day weekend event that it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and the proceeds go toward a special project too.
Yeah, the lights that line the downtown square are maintained by the Chamber of Commerce, and it's always amazing how much maintenance goes into that on an annual basis to fix some broken strands or bulbs and what have you. So the proceeds from the tour of homes helps us to maintain the lights annually in the downtown.
And can you run us through the houses that'll be open for tours?
Absolutely. The tour can be taken in any order, I suppose. But on the tickets, we start with the home of Justin and Alicia Davis. And they have a new home in the addition right next to the golf course on the south side of town. And it's a custom-built home with farmhouse touches. And I know both Alicia and Justin put a lot of their handiwork and decorating into their home. Then next on the list, as you're, I guess, traveling into Washington, would be the home of Janine Rosine, who lives on South Marion, and she's got a Craftsman bungalow built in 1925. So you've got their new home to old. Her home will showcase some of the features that she's picked up kind of throughout the years, which is a mix of mission and shaker and primitive styles. And then next on the list, we go to Brett and Christy Anzac. They live on East Washington, and their home has a lot of heritage. The home was originally built as a wedding present, and there's this great newlywed story, and there's a lot of unique features that they're going to be highlighting, and they're going to be telling stories of the past and the present, and how this the homeowners have been important to the history of Washington. And then last on our list for the actual homeowners is George and Denise Button, and they purchased the old Rowe Heating and Air building and have renovated it. And they renovated it to a commercial space on the lower level, but the upper two levels is their home. And they've done a fantastic job by preserving some of the historic features while completely modernizing the space. And I think that's going to be one of the big highlights of the homes this year.
And I know since it's right here at KCII, we're able to see some of the construction go on over there, and it looks really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a couple of unique features that we try to put in the mix as well this year. There's going to be a refreshment retreat at the Blair House. And so in the middle of the tour, if you stop by there, they're going to have volunteers there that will be tour guides, and you can get a little refreshments and relax a bit.
That's been today's Washington Page with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, speaking about the candlelight tour of homes in Washington on Saturday and Sunday. This is part one of a two-part interview.